Communities in southern and eastern Montana were connected to passenger rail lines running from Chicago to Seattle until 1979. An effort to fund the revival of those routes passed the House but failed the Montana Senate this week by a few votes. The Big Sky Passenger Rail Authority has garnered support from county commissioners, city council members, and Montanans across party lines since its creation in 2020, especially in communities that could again become rail towns. Authority Vice Chair Jason Stewart calls rural rail a critical lifeline.
Folks need access to critical healthcare services and other services, and the only way they can reach them is by car. Passenger trains would just be such a blessing for all these communities up and down throughout southern Montana and southern North Dakota.
He adds it would bring economic opportunities as well. House Bill 848 requested $2 million from the state's railroad car tax to go to the authority annually, about half of its average revenue. Opponents, largely with the freight industry, argued they shouldn't be expected to subsidize passenger rail. Columbus Republican Representative Forrest Mandeville brought a late amendment suggesting that each local government entity that is a rail authority member fund it with $50,000 annually. Rosebud County Director of the Big Sky Passenger Rail Authority, Samantha Biles, says that's not practical.
Especially the rural towns. I don't see how any one county has an extra $50,000 laying around to do that.
A $500,000 grant from the Federal Railroad Administration's Corridor ID program helped support plans for the Big Sky North Coast Corridor, mapped from Glendive to St. Regis through Billings, Helena, and Missoula. I'm Kathleen Shannon with Big Sky Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.